Hey, welcome back, guys. And today, I know it's been quite some time, but today we're going to be talking about necessary and optional work on a watch estimate. So I've gotten a great deal of questions as of late in regards to some estimates that a lot of you guys are receiving from either your local authorized dealers or manufacturers in general. So some of the questions that have been coming up in those specific estimate questions are about necessary work and optional work. And other than the fact that, you know, the name implies necessary and the name implies optional, they wanted to know why something would be considered necessary and why something would be considered optional in some of these repairs. And that's not necessarily wrong. So first things first, when we in the industry, in the watchmaking industry, say something is necessary, what we really mean is that we can't perform the work that you want us to perform without making sure that some things get done, right? So for example, if you come in with a broken crystal or a shattered crystal, a full service is generally necessary. Why? Why would a full service be necessary on a watch that has impacted damage on a crystal, or if the crystal shattered? The reason why it's necessary is because if we just change the crystal, the watch will come back sooner or later because of a, you know, incorrect timing or improper I'm not gonna say improper installation or anything like that, but generally when you have a damage on a watch such as a broken crystal, the shards of the crystals when it shatters, it's so finite that eventually it'll make its way into the movement. And when it does make its way into the movement, it definitely needs a full service. For example, I had a customer that came in one time with a shattered crystal, and when we performed the full service, you can even see shards of the crystal in small pockets of the movement side of the watch, and you wouldn't have even noticed that unless you disassembled it. And the reason why a full service is necessary, back to my point, if a watch has a shattered crystal, is because those finite pieces of crystals from it being shattered will make its way into the movement. And it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when it needs the full service from there. So if we change just the crystal, the watch will come back sooner or later. And that, for you as a customer, is an inconvenience. And for us as watchmakers, that's also a waste of time sometimes. That's why it's better to do the job right the first time around and ensuring everything gets, every base gets covered before we proceed. So if a watch has a shattered crystal, it's going to need a full service. That's necessary, because if we don't do full service, it's going to come back. So what I'm trying to drive home here is necessary work is determined usually by whether or not the watch will come back sooner rather than later. So perfect example, every single watch is going to need to get serviced sooner or later. So it's not a matter of if it needs a full service, it's a matter of when it needs a full service. And having that in mind, service cycles have a average, right? So, you know, maybe Rolex would boast a 10-year service cycle. Maybe Omega would boast a 5-year service cycle. Sometimes you might want to go on the safer side and say, hey, generally service cycles will last around 4 to 7 years. And that's just to ensure that, you know, from, let's say you dropped off your watch, we do a complete service, you walk out the door, we probably won't see you again for, on average, 4 to 7 years. And that depends on your average, that depends on your activity levels, your humidity, your weather conditions, your occupation, what your hobbies are, etc., etc. But the point is, what we're trying to say is, when we determine something as necessary work, we're trying to ensure that the watch does not come back sooner rather than later. So we want to make sure we escalate it. We want to make sure we keep it as far as possible on the maximum length of service cycle period before you bring it back in. So let's say 4 to 7 years, I want to push it to the upper 7 years. I don't want you to come back in 4 years. And of course, that depends on whether what you do with your life, you know, everything else, like I just mentioned before. But it's very, very important that when we deem something necessary, again, I can't stress this enough, we want to extend, we want to keep it out of our bench and off of our bench and out of our shop as long as possible. We don't want to see you again, okay? Any qualified or competent or however way you want to put it, any watchmaker that's worth his weight in salt is going to make sure you do not come back sooner, or rather than later, right? He doesn't want to see you back, period. So me as a benchmark, me as a watchmaker, my benchmark when I do a full service or I deem something is necessary is to make sure I don't see you again. Honestly, as bad as it sounds, I don't want to have to see you again. If I see you sooner rather than later, something's wrong, you know, and it's not always a good thing. And that's what I want to just drive home, you know, whether reasons why a dial might be necessary. A dial might be necessary because either it's flaking, maybe the paint is chipping, maybe the lacquer on it is starting to peel. So anytime anything starts to flake or peel or present itself as a issue in the future, that might be considered necessary as well. So if a dial is flaking or a dial is damaged and a dial is necessary, it's probably necessary because if you don't change it now, the dial might start peeling and the flakes from the peeling will eventually make its way into the movement and serve itself as a functional issue. Same goes for hands. Sometimes hands are necessary because there's looms on it that are flaking, you know. Sometimes hands are necessary because it's badly damaged or it's badly warped. Hands sometimes are optional for aesthetic functions, right? So I'll get to optionals in a few minutes, but for the most part, generally, if the hands or dial are necessary, it's because it's going to present itself as a future issue. And if a crystal is necessary, that means whoever is doing the estimate feels that the crystal might not live up to its service cycle. So another thing I want to point out, most of the time we'll deem something necessary if we don't feel that it's going to live up to its maximum service cycle. So if I've serviced a watch and I know it's probably going to be out there for 7 years, give or take, but I know for a fact that let's say maybe the bracelet is not going to last that long, or I know for a fact maybe the crystal is not going to last that long, maybe I know the crown is going to malfunction sooner or later, or maybe the crown is almost at its end of its life, some of those would be considered necessary. My objective is to make sure your watch does not come back for other related issues. So if you leave with your watch and your crown is almost at the end of its life, You're gonna come back within maybe 2 years, and you're gonna have water resistance issues maybe, or maybe you're gonna come back with, you know, issues on your crown, and that to me is not what I want. For me, I want to make sure that once you leave my door, I won't see you again for anything related that I've done. Maybe if you had impact damage, that's a different story, but anything that I've touched, anything that I have put my name on, I will make sure you do not bring that back to me. That is probably the most important objective that any competent or any qualified watchmaker or any watchmaker that knows what they're doing is going to want, okay? Now, what is optional work? Optional work in regards to an estimate are things that will not present itself as an issue yet, but it will present an issue in and of itself in the future. So perfect example, expounding on that as well, sometimes aesthetics are also optional. So let's drive back a couple minutes backwards when I was talking about down hands. So, for example, hands could be optional because let's say someone damaged hands. Sometimes it's optional because it's for aesthetic purposes. So let's say your hands are badly scratched or damaged. It does not present itself as a functional issue, but it presents itself as an aesthetic issue. So when you look at it, you might not like it, or you might feel inclined to buy a new set of hands. So stuff like that are optional. Maybe a dial is scratched up, and maybe the dial itself doesn't present itself as a functional issue, but maybe the scratch is so big that it's just an eyesore. So you would not like that, and in theory, it's optional. Let's say, for example, your crystal is perfectly fine in terms of condition, but it's probably scratched up, or it's old, or maybe there's a slight chip in there, or maybe there's a scratch on there, or maybe it's just tiny enough where it's an eyesore, and tiny enough where you can visibly see it, but not big enough where it presents itself as a functional issue. Stuff like that are optional. So another example is maybe on your bracelet. Maybe your bracelet's fine, but maybe it's not gonna last. Maybe it's not gonna last within the service cycle. This goes kind of double-edged. So some brands will say, all right, you need a brand new bracelet because if the bracelet falls off or breaks off, it's not our fault that your watches are gonna have impact damage when it comes off your wrist. And some brands will say, well, look, it's a bracelet. You can always change it out to a strap. So if that's what you want, then sure, that's an optional. It's an option that you can have. If you want to buy a new bracelet, you can buy a new bracelet. If you want to put on a new strap, up to you. And that's an option, right? Those are optional. So sometimes you also have the common optional ones are hands, dial that I just covered, crystal I just covered. Sometimes you have crown, that's also an option. So let's say your crown is functioning fine, but there's just a newer version of the crown, or maybe your crown is functioning fine and maybe it's just dinged up. For the most part, very seldom will you see an optional crown. Crowns are generally changed out because it's probably necessary for the water resistance. But on the off chance you see it, that's probably why. Another optional that you might have and might see are pushers. You might see if you have a chronograph pushers, if you maybe the bezel, maybe the spring bars, maybe the links on a watch. These are also considered optionals. So optionals are optionals because they don't present itself as a functional issue yet, but they might serve as an aesthetic issue. So maybe if you as a customer deem something as an eyesore, that's considered an optional for the most part, right? I'm trying to keep this as short as possible and I don't want to drag it out, but some of this does need a little bit of explaining, and hopefully this clarifies it up for you guys. And if you guys have any other questions, please feel free to send them in. You can always email me at nobswatchmaker@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. Hopefully this answered, this common question. And other than that, hope you guys have a fantastic day. Take care.